tuned to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to a powerful encounter with the Word of God, brought to you by Eastwood Annabelle.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me, His anointing.
Ladies, it is time to gather with Eastwood Annaba, Rosemont Annaba, Adelaide Hayward Mills, Michelle McKinney Hammond, Veronica Osei, Leanne Kofi, and Olajumoke Adenowo for this year's Hepzibah 120. Theme, Women in Signs and Wonders. Date, 2nd to 4th September 2015. Venue, Trinity Baptist Church, Lagon, opposite University of Professional Studies. Morning session, 9 a.m. Evening session, 5:30 p.m. Admission is absolutely free. Don't miss out on this divine gathering for anointing, wisdom, and empowerment.
One thing thou lackest. How many of you love this preacher? I know you do. But one thing. Thou lackest. I know you pray for me. I know you love me. But if you had converted some of the prayer into currency. And those of you who love men of God with exhortational encouragement. Somebody can come and take your hand. You are in a hurry. He wouldn't let you go. Oh, Daddy, I just came to tell you how you have been a blessing to me. In fact, Daddy, Daddy, I even feel like crying. Oh. Daddy, you have blessed me. Oh, Daddy. Daddy, I've been praying for you. Oh, Daddy. You know, from the time you came to our church, you remember, I was a little girl in Sunday school. You came, oh, Daddy. One thing thou lackest. One thing thou lackest. One thing thou lackest. All this your narration. If you were holding a check, the story would be shorter. You have been a blessing. I know your television program is a blessing. Please, a check. 50,000 Ghana cedis. It's better than holding my hand, squeezing it, twisting it, telling me stories. Tell somebody one thing that I like. When you go home, tell your husband, Kwame, you are a good man, but one thing. Thou lackest. One thing thou lackest. If you are sitting by your husband, yes. They just told you. You meet the pastor and you are like, man of God, where is your church building? Oh, you know, Accra is very difficult to get land. Sometimes I don't like shaking my head because my wife tells me when I shake my cheeks. One thing. So it's not difficult in land, Accra, to get land. When the money is not there. No, can you tell me if you are rich? You have $10 billion. It's difficult to get land in Accra. President Mahama moved from the Flagstaff House and give you the land. No, come and take this land. And look, I told some people in London last week, I said, the only reason there's an illegal immigrant in Britain is because of poverty. No, listen, if you get a visitor's visa and go to Britain today, go to Home Office, tell them you have your own money, £1 million, you want to invest it in Britain. Before you finish, the Queen will vacate her house and tell you to come and stay there. There are only poor illegal immigrants. There cannot be a rich illegal immigrant. That is why Lebanese are more powerful in Ghana than those of you who were born by a very black father, blacker mother, Ghanaian, one from Bunkurugu, the other one from Nakaduri. But a Lebanese can come to Ghana and be more powerful than you. Chinese are walking about in this country. They don't understand the language. But our politicians respect them more than us. They go, nobody understands what they are saying. And everybody understands the pabon. You go there and you say, Zonanga, they say, what is that? One thing. Dalakas. You are praying now, Moko Tuyeke Bokeye, Koyoko Boko Boko Bo, Kabie. God said one thing, Dalakas. Say it. God came to Solomon and said, Solomon, ask what you want. Heaven was open. Solomon began to dance around the way we dance. Lord, give me wisdom to rule over these people, to go in and out and come. God said, nonsense. If I give you wisdom to go in and out and come, and you are going in and going out with poverty, coming in with poverty, how will you solve the problems of these people with poverty, even if you are a wise man? So I know because you are young, you don't understand what you are saying. So I will give you the wisdom, but I will add riches, wealth, and honor. So, you have gone to God and you said, Lord, I want to be saved. I want to be holy. I want to be pure. I want to be anointed. God said, I have granted it. You are saved. You are healed. You are holy. You are anointed. But I will add unto you riches, wealth, and honor. If you want it, receive it. If you know it will help you to change the world, receive it. I'm not a prosperity preacher, but I get annoyed when I see a preacher or a Christian talking against prosperity. I'm like, if prosperity is not good, then don't collect your salary. Reject it. Send it back to government coffers. One thing. Thou lackest. One thing. Thou lackest. Look at the way your children are miserable. They go to school, they send them back home because of school fees. I know you are praying, but one thing, thou lackest. And look, the kind of finances I'm talking about here are not 1,000, 10,000. It's not even 100,000. I came here this morning believing that I can tickle somebody. And if tickle is a mild word, and tickle can also make you uncomfortable. I want to make you mad by saying I came here to provoke you to believe God that in your lifetime you can become the millionaire and billionaire your family has never seen, your town has never seen, your nation has never seen, Not because you just want money to feel good about it. But the world is in too much trouble for you to be poor. One day, we had a friend who was sick. He needed treatment. We had to dance around to get simple $5,000 to help the person to get medication. I looked at the thing. I said, God, do good people have to spend 1 week to raise $5,000? When unbelievers can sign that check at a restaurant and get up and walk out. Lift up your hand. I didn't say pray. I just said ask God. Don't bind anything. Just say, Lord, when you open the windows of heaven, Lord, bless my life. I am saved. I am holy. I am pure. I am anointed. Grace is on my life. But one thing I lack. One thing I lack. Lord, some finances will change the complexion of my life. Some finances will change everything in my life. Lord, in the name of Jesus, open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing upon me. In the name of Jesus. One thing I lack. One thing I lack. One thing I lack. No pretense about it. No pretense. No pretense about it. No pretense about it. No pretense about it. No pretense about it. One thing I lack. One thing I lack. One thing I lack. One thing I lack. The finances. One thing thou lackest. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Take this, it will help you. Most of your annoyance, if you get more money, it will stop. One day, my mother was a very wise woman. Blessed lady. My mother was like you. Very good woman. One day, my mother came to me. This your sister, help her. That your sister, help her. I was angry. I said, Mama, did I give birth to them? You and daddy brought these children. I am the second born. When you got me, you should have stopped. That produce all these Wahelians. Wahelians are people who go through Wahala. You have produced all these Wahelians. In your old age, you put them. My mother looked at me. She had a way she thought. She looked at me. She said, Pastor, are you angry? I said, why should you not be angry? She said, Zinima, sit down. I sat down. She said, Imime. Now wouldn't they laugh for her? Is to see our number. Sit down. I sat down. She said, if God gives you more money, this your anger will stop. You see your anger against your wife? She's too demanding. She's too demanding. She's too demanding. What did she demand? 800 Ghana. Nyami mausika. Oh, my husband is too lazy. He doesn't bring in anything. My husband doesn't bring money. It's poverty. If God gives you 3 million cedis. You tell your husband, stop working. Come and sit on my back. And you start calling, baby, careful. The old lady said, Zima, what are you? Susia wake mar dolte daruwa waya. Baham susia raka po. Na wunente lava. Inyeti kun Jesus ya. Pray that God will give you money. This anger you have been using to chase affair. If God gives you money, when you see us, you will not be annoyed. Some of you, your relatives come to your house. You lock yourself in a room and tell them that you tell them you are not there. Poverty has made you hide in your own house. Your mother calls you, you start shouting. Mama, debia, debia. Hey, ma, ave de ma bre. Umbre. It's poverty. Go to most of our churches. The reason for the confusion is poverty. You see pastor bringing medical bill, which is not real. A pastor will come to church, but look, the man is broke. He needs help. He will intentionally come to church and he's. Also, boy, Ariana, Missisi. Me kuhu specialist. Na specialist requirement mean who? Omisi Jesus me the 500 Ghana ba. Then the deacons, as soon as the deacons give him 500, he straightens up. When you see him, you say, oh, he just went to an organizer to straighten his back. Now, let me ask you a question. Have I been able to convince you that you need some more money? That is all my aim today. My aim is not to tell you. You see, I'm not the preacher who tells people this is the work you can do to get the money or this is the investment. I don't have the wisdom for that. What I am called to do is to stir up your spirit, provoke you in the right direction, so that you believe God for the right thing. If every one of us in this building, God gives every... let me create chaos in Ghana. Chaos in Ghana. Chaos. Every one of us here, including my good friend, Dr. Ramansa, who just came. Good to see you. I haven't seen you for a long time. If all of us in this building, Brother Sonny, if God puts 100 million Ghana cedis, sorry, $100 million in every one of us, our hands, and release us from this room, that is chaos. We are about 300 people in this building, or 300 and something. $100 million in each of our hands will take us to about 3 billion plus. Can you imagine $3 billion in Ghana's economy? We have caused earthquake without a coup d'etat. May 100,000 come from your pocket and your chair. When Ebola hit West Africa, Ghana, we gave $1 million. That is the kind of money a nation should be giving. Ghana, we gave 1 million. People were complaining. But I see you do that $1 million on your own. When a disease is threatening to wipe out Africa, I see you write that check on your own. Now, watch this. People were criticizing Ghana for giving the 1 million. They said it was too much. When the president said, some people have given us 150,000, the journalists didn't complain. Politicians didn't complain. That one was okay. Widows might. We sold $1 million when people were having crisis, when it was our time to reap, we got 150. Oh, we protest to heaven. If whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. May God open the windows of heaven, overturn her, and pour us as a blessing. For that 1 million we gave, we receive $1 billion into our economy, into this country. Now, watch this. Watch this. Anybody who knows Brother Shudwell, I'm not a prosperity preacher. I'm standing here with a prophetic mantle that anybody who thinks in your mind that one thing thou lackest, yet one thing thou lackest, you are a good man, prayerful, you speak in tongues, you are holy, you are pure, you are righteous, your family life is good, you have been a good Christian from your childhood, yet one thing thou lackest, one thing. And that one thing is some more money in your life, a big check that can take care of the issues of your life. May God open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Chairman, you see the problem we are having with those contractors. It's money, Tony. Tony, Esika. Che. Some football teams, they went and bought, what's his name? Fernando Torres. Was it Chelsea? It didn't work. The owner of Chelsea is a billionaire. He forgot about Torres, allowed him to go, went and brought Diego Costa. Because he has the money to bring in Diego. When one person disappoints you and you have the money, while you are sorting out that case, within 24 hours, you have changed your contractor. May the Lord give you more money that will shorten your anger. Listen, Sike knew a buffoon ever. Nana, when you come to our house in Boga, almost everything you see, wood. Not the house, church, everywhere. Anything wood, door, ceiling, anything you see wood, including my head. This my brother gave it to me, free of charge. Since I knew him, I don't buy wood. Anything wood. Even if you want to convert your hand into wood, he will supply it to me. But opening. Ah, also. May he open the windows of heaven and pour you out the blessings in the name of Jesus. Tanama Odo Sayata. Lift up your hand. Listen. Somebody just tell God, the anger and the frustration in my life is too much. But I know that some amount of money will take away that anger. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. One thing thou lackest, one thing thou lackest, one thing thou lackest, one thing thou lackest, one thing thou lackest. One thing thou lackest. One thing thou lackest. One thing thou lackest. In the name of Jesus. One thing thou lackest. Hallelujah.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me. His anointing.
Ladies, it is time to gather with Eastwood Annaba, Rosemont Annaba, Adelaide Hayward Mills, Michelle McKinney Hammond, Veronica Osei, Leanne Kofi, and Olajumoke Adenowo for this year's Hepzibah 120. Theme, Women in Signs and Wonders. Date, 2nd to 4th September 2015. Venue, Trinity Baptist Church, Lagon, opposite University of Professional Studies. Morning session, 9 a.m. Evening session, 5:30 p.m. Admission is absolutely free. Don't miss out on this divine gathering for anointing, wisdom, and empowerment.
I believe you've been blessed by this message. For further information, please visit www.eastwoodannaba.com. God bless you richly.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26767 6055. +233 26767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.